You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Lorna Chereau-Littleway is reporting in the Columbia paper the Taconic Hills Board of Education has allowed $7,500 for mandatory water testing for lead. In September, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation requiring that all school districts test drinking water for lead contamination. Taconic Hills Facilities Director Nicholas Smith told the board at its meeting last month that 420 samples were taken and sent out for analysis on September 19th. Quote, every cold water outlet was tested, Smith said. The K-12 facility located on County Route 11A in Craryville is supplied by two wells. Smith said that should the district test results indicate an unacceptable level of lead, the district would then conduct flush tests to determine whether the contamination was from the water source or the faucet. The new law requires school districts to test their water every 5 years. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Leonard Sparks is reporting at the fray. Democrat U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney is drawing criticism from his Republican opponent, Phil Oliva, for his response to the Coast Guard proposal to create 10 anchorage sites on the Hudson River, as well as the legislation Maloney introduced to defeat the plan. Oliva said Maloney's slow response caused opponents of the proposal to miss a June 30th deadline to request a public hearing. In a statement, Oliva also dismissed the federal legislation introduced by Maloney to stop the Department of Homeland Security's plan to create 43 additional commercial slots and 10 anchorages on the Hudson River between Kingston and Yonkers, calling it, quote, political theater, in the weeks leading up to the November election. Oliva also criticized Maloney for his vote against a Republican-backed piece of House legislation that would give Congress the power to approve or reject agency regulations with an economic impact of $100 million or more. Maloney was asked about Oliva's criticisms as he stood at Newburgh's waterfront to announce the Anchorage legislation. The assertion that he was slow to act was, quote, old news, Maloney said. Quote, I'm not surprised that in the political season, people want to make political points, he said. Read the full story at the fray. Brian K. Sullivan is reporting for Bloomberg News. Hurricane Matthew is getting stronger and is on course to hit the Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina coasts by early Friday and Saturday. Florida and South Carolina have ordered evacuations of coastal regions. The chances of Matthew reaching the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast fell overnight. The Category 3 storm forced the closure of the Buckeye Oil Terminal in Freeport, Bahamas, and could disrupt oil shipments throughout the east coast of the U.S. Many oil storage facilities are already being taken offline. Read the full story at Bloomberg News. Emily Masters is reporting in the Times Union. Department of Motor Vehicle investigators arrested 411 people for underage drinking and confiscated 437 fake IDs statewide during the recent summer concert season. The crackdown included sweeps of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center and were a coordinated effort between state, local, and parks police and the state liquor authority. The DMV reported SPAC netted the second most arrests and documents confiscated among the six venues tested. At an event on August 7th, fake driver's licenses from Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Carolina were seized. In New York, anyone under 21 found using a fake ID to buy alcohol can be arrested and have their license revoked for 90 days, up to a year. Read the full story in the Times Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.